Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from the Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. With topics and information about healthy living, here's Dr. David Wick.
Do you suffer from chronic headaches? You thought they would go away, but they just keep coming back. If so, come see me, Dr. David Wick of the Holistic Chiropractic Center. I'll work with you to reduce or even eliminate your headaches. Call 651-342-2083. Last week, we discussed the California legal battle that insists acrylamide or acrylamide found in roasted coffee should be labeled as risky. This chemical, also found in cooked, fried, or baked foods like potato chips, breads, and cookies, is now on trial. This legal battle may result in labeling coffee as potentially causing cancer because acrylamide appears on California's list of chemicals known to cause cancer or reproductive toxicity. At issue is the concern of whether or not coffee causes cancer. This seems like a potential throwback to older and otherwise unrelated studies that linked coffee to increased risks of heart disease, pancreatic cancer, and other issues. As author Robert J. Davis, Ph.D., is quick to point out in his book, Coffee is Good for You, that older research was flawed because it failed to account for smoking. In his book, Dr. Davis indicates that recent cohort studies followed tens of thousands of people. These studies found that coffee drinkers had no risk of increased heart attacks, strokes, or cancers. In fact, the studies indicated just the opposite. Coffee drinkers in those studies were at slightly decreased risks of heart attacks, strokes, certain types of cancers, type 2 diabetes, and gout. But now there's this recent attack on coffee as being risky. As we look at the headlines and listen to the sound bites, we need to ask ourselves, how solid is the research this is based on? Well, first of all, the claims are based on rodent studies wherein acrylamide was added to the water that rats and mice drank. It was added to that water at 1,000 to 10,000 times higher levels than would be found in human food and drink. Furthermore, the present studies provide only scant evidence that acrylamide alone would cause cancer in humans. Although some caution may be warranted, the present state of research led the World Health Organization to declare that drinking coffee was not classifiable as to its carcinogenicity in humans. After the World Health Organization reviewed 1,000 studies in humans and animals, it concluded that there was inadequate evidence to warrant alarm. As a matter of fact, though the volume of antioxidants found in coffee is reasonably small compared to other goodies in our diets, the presence of antioxidants causes one to consider that it might be the benefit behind the decreased risks found in studies. So, as we continue watching the coffee research pendulum swing, I encourage you to moderate your consumption of coffee, as with all things, and avoid it only if you know that you are at risk for developing other issues based on the consumption of coffee or caffeine.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083. 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.